This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Hidden Lives of Dennis. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. You've probably heard about Smile Direct Club. It's a trendy teledentistry company that offers 3D printed aligners. It's about one third of the price cheaper than what you pay when you go to an orthodontist. But dentists are not happy about Smile Direct Club. They're saying their patients are getting hurt.
Do not put our patients to the risk. Do not take them for granted.
Jats Lehman checked into what's got dentists so mad.
And don't put plastic aligners on every person who walks through your door.
That's Chad Gahani, head of the American Dental Association. They've been an early and vocal critic of Smile Direct. He says he first heard about it after his patients came in with complications.
There was one particular patient who came to me for a root canal, but besides the root canal, he had a loose tooth. The tooth was just hanging in the air.
He says orthodontics is more complicated than most people realize, and some people just aren't good candidates for aligners in the first place. He doesn't think Smile Direct much cares.
They just feel that they can just put a plastic appliance as if those are nails in the wall, and they just want to align those nails in one condition. The teeth are not like nails in the wall. The teeth are teeth, and the teeth are attached to the jawbone and to the gum and to the head.
Before aligners, he says you need a real clinical evaluation in a dentist's office, and Smile Direct won't give you that.
They are not looking at the soft tissue. They are not looking at the bone condition. They are not looking at the pockets, like how their gum condition is. They are not looking at all of those things.
All orthodontic treatments come with risks. If your gums or jaws have underlying disease, teeth can get moved right out of your mouth. Hidden, impacted teeth and cavities can blow up under aligners, and if teeth don't move in just the right way, your bite goes way off. Smile Direct, though, says the concerns from guys like Chad are overblown, malicious even. When their top dentist talks about the company's detractors, he sounds a bit like he's talking about some kind of mafia.
We don't cater to the organized dentists and organized dentistry. We don't cater to them. They're not our customers.
He's not concerned with dentists, focused instead on customers.
And we give them what they want, not what organized dentistry wants.
If you've gotten an email from Smile Direct with the greeting, "Hello, future grinner," it's probably signed by this guy. He's Dr. Jeffrey Sulitzer, chief dental officer. He's a dentist, owned a few dental practices, and worked in insurance before Smile Direct. To him, the company is all about increasing access to affordable care.
They like the market the way it is. You have to go to them. They're the ones earning the big dollars. They don't want anybody messing with lower fees.
He tells me Smile Direct is simply meeting a consumer need and leveraging new technology to do it in a smarter way. Disruption can ruffle some feathers. So I headed to a smile shop to see what he's talking about. It looks a bit like an Apple store from the outside, in a busy section of downtown. They wouldn't let me record any audio inside, so I just took notes. I walk into a room with a lot of purple and white and sign in on a tablet. They ask what kind of smile I'm after, and then they pull out this big wand attached to a monitor. It's long and white, looks like one of those small vacuums you might use on a couch. It's called an iTero. This audio is from a demonstration. A dental assistant puts one end in my mouth and all around my teeth, flashing this white light. I'm told taking thousands of images a second.
So we're starting on the lower right.
As the wand moves, a 3D rendering of my teeth, plaque, fillings, and all, fills up a screen with an uncomfortably high resolution.
We'll let it process. Perfect.
A supervisor came up and double-checked my scan. I wondered if she was a dentist, and no. Before working here, she tells me she managed a North Face. But after a few clicks around my 3D teeth, she decides everything checks out. I was then shown the price list. Did I want to pay an $1,800 lump sum or do a payment plan? They tell me a dentist will review the scans remotely and give the final okay before my aligners start showing up in the mail. The whole thing took 20 minutes, and there wasn't a single actual dentist in the building. No one told me to see a dentist before my visit or asked if I had one. But when I took a closer look at the paperwork I signed, apparently my dentist was supposed to have played a major role in all of this.
My dentist took x-rays of my teeth. My dentist checked for and repaired cavities. My dentist checked my x-rays and I have no shortened or resorbed roots. My dentist checked my x-rays and I have no impacted teeth. My dentist.
Just by signing, I had checked yes by all these questions.
We do not ask them to prove they've been to a dentist, but they attest that they have been.
That's Jeffrey again, SmileDirect's chief dental officer.
In essence, they say, yes, I've been to the dentist within 6 months, and they check the box and say yes.
I didn't end up getting aligners, but weeks later, I'm still getting robocalls saying my new smile is waiting. So I asked Jeffrey, how do you know for sure I'm a good candidate? Why not get my dentist or any dentist to sign something saying that I am? I tell him that it probably silenced some critics.
They want to make it more like the old model. Yeah, go into a dental office first. Get a signature first. Does that make any sense? What you're trying to do is you're responding to naysayers that are dentists in the communities that are trying to come up with reasons of why this should fail.
He says SmileDirect isn't doctor-focused. They're concerned with the patient or the customer. He uses the terms interchangeably as we talk. And he says, anyway, the company intentionally only takes the easy cases, just moving the front smile teeth. Dentists and organized dentistry just can't stand all the winning.
They're so frustrated because it's not failing. It's not creating problems. It's been so successful and efficacious. They're trying to figure out how they can slow this thing down. So that's really what you're faced with. And we're not going to put up barriers just because they're not happy with our success. It's not going to happen.
SmileDirect is big on social media, and smiling customers, he says, speak for themselves. Reputation is everything.
And in our world, we don't see bad outcomes. I mean, we have over 750,000 cases treated. I mean, when you look at the social media, the results are amazing.
It is actually pretty easy to find loads of real customers posting online about their beautiful SmileDirect smiles. There's a lot on Instagram, a bunch of unofficial SmileDirect Facebook groups, and the majority of the posts are toothy selfies, grateful for SmileDirect's transformation. Oftentimes, orthodontics aren't covered by insurance. It's clear SmileDirect does make the lifelong dream of straight teeth more affordable for more people. But not everyone gets the happy ending. There's posts like this one from a young woman.
Totally regret doing this. My bite has changed drastically. Now I bite in the front middle of my mouth, my back teeth are tilting in, and my bottom front are rubbing my top front.
And others.
My tongue and lips have been torn to shreds, and now I feel like my two front teeth are caving in.
My top gums are inflamed, and I was bleeding a lot. I'm scared to put them back in.
People share symptoms, ask medical questions, stuff more suited for a dentist's office than a Facebook group.
Please reassure me, this is normal.
A bunch of people do, but none of them are dentists. You can, in theory, call your SmileDirect dentist to ask such things, but you have to get through customer service first. The worst cases end up having to walk into a brick-and-mortar orthodontist's office.
I mean, I've had two in the past week and a half.
I'm in Joshua Davis's orthodontic practice in Philadelphia. He says SmileDirect patient/customers will show up with misaligned bites, pain in their jaws.
And I suspect it should pick up even more. I think they do great at marketing, and I don't think the patients are fully aware that it's different from going to an orthodontist office.
At his practice, he's got a room with that same iTero machine SmileDirect has, but it's not all he has.
So that's our sensor for the panoramic x-rays, and on the other side is our sensor for the cone beam CT scans. And then this is our sensor for the lateral cephalometric x-ray.
None of this is cheap, and most every orthodontist is also a small business owner. They have to keep their practices afloat, so I have to ask, is SmileDirect just winning too much? Cutting into your profits, stealing your customers?
I have about 80 more patients in the afternoon, starting at 1.
So Joshua, at least, isn't feeling the squeeze. He says guys like him and SmileDirect actually can coexist to a degree.
SmileDirect Club couldn't offer low-cost retreatment option for that really slim segment of the population.
Retreatment is basically your parents got you braces, but you couldn't be bothered to wear a retainer, and now you got to tighten up.
But they've taken it and tried to deliver that treatment to the masses, and I think that's inappropriate and unethical.
He says SmileDirect sacrifices safety to get the most paying customers. I asked Jeffrey for SmileDirect's numbers on how many of their patients end up with complications or failed treatments, have to see orthodontists like Joshua.
Well, Let me ask you this. Where are those numbers in traditional practice? Do you have anything to compare them to? And that's the answer. There aren't any.
He's right. Comparable numbers are hard to find. All of this is pretty new. But a couple days after we spoke, a market research firm came out with a scathing report on SmileDirect called Moving Fast and Breaking Things in People's Mouths. They point to review site horror stories and warn crippling state regulations were right around the corner. Far from the future of orthodontics, they warn SmileDirect is about to fizzle out. Their stock did take a hit at first, but then things actually stabilized and recovered pretty quickly in the end. There's even real competitors on the horizon. Braces are still crazy expensive, and people still want perfect smiles.
That was Jed Slaman reporting.